Welcome everyone to the 14th episode of Mac Mania for the 5th of December 2011. It's great to see you all again on another edition of Mac Mania. Wherever you might be watching live on Blog TV at blogtv.com/people/BevoB55, or you might be watching us on YouTube, or even you could be listening to us on our feed. There's a Mac Mania feed in the iTunes store, which is under Mac Mania. Before we do anything, I need to mention two apps, two websites. One is called MacHash and the other is called Mac Daily News. They're websites that supply Apple news from anything to do with Apple, the company. It's in there. They've got stories and they do a wonderful job, and that's why we mention them, because we do get our stories there, and it's just great. So they've both got apps by their name in the App Store. They might also have an Android app as well. I have to check on that one. But MacHash and Mac Daily News, you can find them both in the App Store and MacHash.com and MacDailyNews.com. Well, it's not only me just here. There's also another host of the show. It is Mark Knight from Mr. Mark UK One channel, also from Radio Amateur. And Mark, it was a great pleasure being on Radio Amateur the other day on Friday. Really did enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fine. Thanks very much. It's been going well.
Yes, and you are you gonna? When are you doing Radio Amateur again? Are you doing it every on a specific day or?
Probably Friday.
Right, so the same day as I came. So it was really good though to come, and I'll try and get the video up on youtube.com/BevTV to the interview of me interviewing. Now, Mark, we've got a few things to you've got a few things to say before we basically we normally say all our stuff at the end, but basically we don't have much of a show today because there's not really much Apple news. There's only like two articles. One question of the week, and obviously the app of the weeks as well. So we'll mention this at the start. Mark, you've got a website up.
Yes, I do. I launched Thursday. It's getting better and better.
And thank you very much for hiring me as your editor. I managed to edit my BevTV page and some of the Mac Mania page as well on there. Do you want to just run us through the page? I've got it on the screen. Do you just want to run us through the page?
Yeah. Well, if you've got the home page there, which is all about me and what I've done, then you've got Legendary 94 Productions, who's a YouTuber, and you click that, you get to his link.
I'm not going
to
click it because I don't want to go into the... I don't want to leave the site.
And then you also got the BevTV page, or the live page, which goes to my live page on BevTV. Then you've got BevTV, which talks about BevTV in general, what shows are coming from the BevTV channel.
Also the latest episode as well of the BevTV, well actually the latest BevTV video on the actual main channel. So, yeah.
And then we have Mac Mania, which talks about Mac Mania and all the things that go on Mac Mania in the future. You've got Glasgow Blogger, which is a young man hobby from Scotland. He talks about Glasgow things, man, Glasgow. Always tweeting. You've got other things as well, which needs to be updated. Also, Sims 3, my page, which I haven't yet done anything yet to it. I think I have. That was part of chat room on my live blog TV. So go check it out, mrmarkuk1.weebly.
I'm very interested actually, because I've never, you've done stuff that I've never actually done before. Hang on, I'm trying to get into it. Hello, I'd like to get into it.
How does it work?
Oh, what, the more button?
Yeah.
Worked for me the other day. Oh, anyway, you put on, though, I remember you went, I put on an email me button, and basically it took you to a page where you could basically just put in your details and email you. How did you do that?
It's on there.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never discovered that before.
I added to a page. I've got a page that while
it work. I feel like such a dumbass.
Need them all, but I need them. So if yeah, if it's a more problem, just let me know. I'll put contact me in the homepage.
Right.
If you can't put on the more button, then I'll try and fix it.
All right. Well,
also,
thanks, Mark. Yes, you've got something to play us as well.
Yes, I do. I'm on YouTube, Mr. Mott UK One, and I said, I'm taking a break from YouTube. I'll be back for the new year. And I decided yesterday, I'll come back yesterday because I got really bored and I wanted to come back. So here's a little clip from the video. Absolutely hilarious.
Stand by.
Find the video. New video. Back. As a title going to be Back in Eaton Fireworks. Find the video. New video. Back. As a title going to be Back in Eaton Fireworks. Fireworks? Fireworks, eh?
Is that into the video or did it stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did hear it. It went so quick.
Yeah. It was only a couple of seconds of the clip
Right. Alright, well thanks very much for that, Mark, and youtube.com/MrMarkUK1 channel is where you can find Mark's channel for more videos. So you'll be doing videos now, from until Christmas.
Actually, every day at the moment.
All right, every day. So you're gonna do
one take. I'm editing software on this, but as soon as I get the Mac, I'll be out of the way.
Right. Well, we've got a pretty good show next week, and that's where I want to talk about the Mac. But we'll talk about that at the end of the show. But we better get into some Apple news. We better go through some Apple news. There's not much happening in the Apple world now. It's kind of quiet down now. There's Christmas. It's Christmas. There's only a couple stories that we've been able to dig up for you. One of them is the Mac Pro. It's been a long time, and do you know what the Mac Pro is, don't you, Mark?
Yeah, I know what the Mac Pro is.
Yeah, I thought so. Basically, it's been a long time since it's been updated. It says here in the Mac Hash article, it says, signs of Apple's long-in-waiting Mac Pro update emerged in the earnest after a discovery in the latest Mac OS X 10.7.3 beta. So obviously they're doing another beta for another Macintosh operating system, which is interesting because I would, I'd like to see an update of the Mac Pro, and I think it's a very good piece of hardware, the Mac Pro. Would you get the Mac Pro if you could afford it, Mark?
I would. Mac Pro is brilliant for editing videos and everything.
And it's got a lot of space on there as well. You've got a...
Yeah,
it's got,
but unfortunately I can't afford the Mac Pro, so I'm getting the MacBook Air, which is even better than
it doesn't say a date, but when do you think... well, we're going into next week's show, but we might as well just say this now. When do you think a new Mac Pro will come out, if it does?
I reckon... Round about middle of next year, like May, April time, something like that. Because first I've got to probably build, they're probably all building at this minute, so I reckon around about next year sometime.
Fair enough. We'll talk more about that next week in our prediction show, because we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Everyone knows what's going on. Hopefully everyone knows what's going on at the moment, but we'll talk about that at the end of the show. Also, another thing also, I'm trying to find the story, just let me scroll through, here we go. Apple is considering to build a new data center. Apple is currently deciding whether to commit to building a major new data center in Prineville, Oregon, I think it is, that would complement its newly owned facility in Matton, North Carolina. Apple currently has an option to purchase 160 acres of land for the potential Prineville data center near a recently opened Facebook data center. Now the really interesting thing is, this will be next to Facebook, and also they said another company in here as well. So it will be near the Facebook center. How weird is that? Because we know also, I think we know that there's not really much of a connection between Facebook and Apple. They don't really like each other that much. Well, that's what I've
heard.
They don't really like each other that much. Considering, you know, they didn't put a tweet button in the iOS 5, but not a Facebook one, which made them feel a bit left out. So this is going to be interesting. Hopefully, there's no brawls when people are coming out of work. When say the Facebook data center's next to it, then the Apple data center is next to it, and you know employees have finished work. They're running out, and Facebook's finished work, and they start having a bit of a punch on. Boom, boom, boom. And they it gets out of hand. But anyway, that's a bit about the data center. And I think that does it for our news, I think, Mark. Do you reckon, or is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not really. I can't think of much news to talk about. That's about Apple might bring a new MacBook Air, MacBook Pro out. There's also talks of Apple TV coming out as well, which is probably next year as well. So
which we will talk about next week in our prediction show. I keep saying it, but we'll talk about it at the end of the show anyway. Anyway, moving on now to our apps. Sorry, not our app section, because we've got a question of the week. And just to remind you, the question of the week is a news segment we take in turns of asking people, asking each other questions. You, the audience, get a say. And this time it's my turn to ask Mark a question, and all you audience. And my question this week is not a simple one. Mark, it probably would be for Mark, and I reckon. But basically, would you rather, it's Apple versus Android. Would you rather Apple or Android? You know what Android is, don't you?
Yeah, I've had no Android phone. I got dropped from the third floor, so I got college.
Sorry?
Yeah, I had an Android phone, but it got dropped from the third floor of the school college.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Went up the stairs. Anyway, it still works, but then it stopped working. Apple or Android?
It's basically iOS and Android. Don't get the Mac involved because Mac's not the mobile. But basically, this will basically involve iPhone, iPod, and iPad, because Android tablets, and one of the ones is the Kindle Fire that really interests me, because this is one of probably the best Android devices out there at this present time, the Kindle Fire. But Mark, have you got an answer though?
I will probably say Apple's brilliant.
You know, Mum told me this, that she was talking to someone who works with Vodafone. I don't know if you have Vodafone over there, Mark. It's basically a phone carrier.
Yeah, we have Vodafone.
Right. And she said that basically Android phones are the way to go these days, basically the popular ones. And I'm thinking, I don't know, I don't really think so. Obviously Android is, I wouldn't say more popular than Apple, but it's definitely on more devices, because iOS is just on the one device. It's on the iPhone and the iPad, and only on Apple products. Android software is on Samsung devices, Motorola devices, Amazon devices. Basically though, this is a really tough question for me, because I use iOS, I use my iPod Touch, and I do also own an Android device. So if you've known over the past, I've mentioned that I have an Android phone. It's a pretty good, it can not respond sometimes, and I understand, because Android's not that as powerful as iOS, but it's a pretty good very good operating system though. And basically, I also like iOS as well. There's things that Android can't do that Apple can, and there's some things that Apple can't do that Android can, but basically they both do the same. Basically Android has done, basically they were the first, basically they weren't the first, but they were the first kind of They were the first person before Apple to have basically Siri, not Siri, but like a speech recognition. But you know, Apple's kind of taking its time to roll that that dice out. So this is a hard question. I kind of go both, because I'm rolling an Android phone at the moment. I use an iPod Touch. Hope to use an iPad soon. Basically, it's my phone's not ringing yet. Basically that's a hard question, but I go both. So
yeah.
That's my answer to that. So
yeah, very good.
I'll go into the app of the week. Not app of the week. We'll go into the app of the week very shortly. I just want to go for a few version updates. I just want to go for a few version updates because these are important. I just want to go to FIFA 12. Has this been my app of the week at one stage? Or I think it has. I know I've done FIFA 11, but I don't know if I've done FIFA 12. There's an update version. A version update for FIFA 12. It's now optimized for iOS 5. And it's got a few graphical upgrades as well to take advantage of the new iPhone 4S. So go update that now. And I'm actually having trouble updating it because I don't have enough storage. And this takes up a hell of a lot of storage. It takes up what? No. I can't remember now. It takes up something. But, geez, it's a lot. And also there's an update for Justin TV, Facebook, which I will update now, eBay. And also a Socceroos app as well, if you are interested in following the Socceroos Australia in soccer, or as you call it, Mark Football.
Yep.
Then you can go get that now. So now let's move on to our app of the week for this week. Mark, your turn.
Yeah, app of the week.
And this, I don't know, but I think, well, actually, I think it will. This probably could be our last app of the week for the week, because I know we won't have an app of the week on our Christmas edition, because we'll be too busy doing stuff, but we will. I don't know if we have an app of the week next week, because obviously it'll be a big show. So anyway, Mark, you go ahead.
Well, my app of the week is Ustream. Now, I know we're on Blog TV, but Blog TV also the Ustream, the Blog TV app as well, but it still needs some work done to it. Sorry, Blog TV.
Well, I think we all. Sorry to interrupt you,
really,
Mark. I think we all agree that Blog TV is definitely not very good, and definitely for... I'm not even going to go there, because I think... Seriously, I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, you keep going, Mark.
YouTube is really good. I
don't
want people to lie. I don't sit in the computer. I can watch someone live on Blog, on YouTube, which is absolutely brilliant. And you can still chat in the chat room. And it's brilliant. And I really like going on that.
Which is something that Blog TV does not have. They don't have a streaming app, and I'm not really going to go. I shouldn't be going here, because we've all ranted about. I've ranted about Blog TV before. And I just keep doing it. I know. I've basically, you know, have thought about moving to Blog TV, because I can't, you know, it would be good to just, you know, do Bev TV live and have, you know, just the camera sitting there when I can use my laptop, you know. But Blog TV doesn't have an app. They only have a broadcasting app for Android, which is stupid. They should have it for both.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can rant about Blog TV later. I shouldn't be ranting too much about Blog TV. Other than it's got I'm not even going to go there. Is that all you've got for this week, Mark? Or?
Yes, it is.
All right, thanks very much, Mark. Great app, and I love it also as well. I've got it on my iPod. I also love Justin TV as well. That's a very great app, and I was thinking of that being my app of the week this week, but I just thought, nah, I'm going to use something else. If it's good again next year, I'll use it next year. But basically, I was having a look last week, because now, I haven't explained this, but I've got a TV now in my room. It was pretty cheap, actually, and it's a pretty good size as well. And, you know, I'm going to be watching a lot of TV on it, as well as playing my gaming device, which I will get for Christmas, on there as well. Which means I'll be watching a lot of free-to-air channels. And I decided to have a look on the App Store for a TV guide, basically. I found a really good one from Yahoo called TV Guide. Basically, you launch it, you get this screen here. Basically, it'll load,
yeah.
And then it'll go into here, and it takes you to what's on. So basically, you can scroll through and see what's on now and what's on next. So it's that's so what's no, what's on now, what's on next, and what's on next after that. You can also click into a channel to see what's on each day, and you can also, which I really love, you can set reminders for shows. So say if you want to watch, say at the moment, Mythbusters is on at the moment on SBS. You know that show, don't you, Mark? Mythbusters.
What show?
Mythbusters.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, and say
no,
next. On SBS's Man vs. Wild. And say I want to go watch that. And, you know, I might watch that after the show, actually. It's a pretty good show. Basically, it'll take you into this, so you can see Man vs. Wild there. Basically, you can favourite. You can also set a reminder, which is absolutely brilliant. And you can basically set a reminder for it to remind you 15 minutes before, 30 minutes before, or an hour before. And basically it will pop up as a banner on Notification Center, because it's iOS 5 now, and it won't annoy you, it won't pop up in a game or anything, but it'll basically be a banner there. Well, that's why I set it, unless you want to set a pop-up. And it's a pretty good app, in my opinion. You can also find channels, stuff. You can have a sneak peek of videos and shows. You can also go to settings, and also you can change the guide. And you can also have an OSTAR guide as well. If you don't know what OSTAR is, it's basically cable. Mark, you probably get cable over there. That's basically cable.
Yeah, we get cable.
That's basically cable. I have OSTAR, but I don't have it in my room. I have it out in the two tellies over in the lounge in the family room. So that's a really good app, and I really do love it. It's pretty good, and it saves having to lie a TV. I know they print a TV guide out every Sunday. It saves having to have that paper in sitting in your room. You can just use your device and basically read what's on. So it's pretty good. I like the app, and it is also free from the App Store as well. So if you are an Australian person, get it now.
I think I might have that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's for Australia, for UK though. I'm not actually that sure.
Oh, I see.
I don't think it is, because it's made by Yahoo. They're like Australian kind of company. Well, not really, but... No, it only has... Yeah, it's only for Australia, so this is obviously for Australia users. There's probably another guide though somewhere on the App Store though, surely. So...
Yeah.
But it's a good app though for Australian users. If you, it probably would be handy for you, Mark, if you're coming over here or something, and you're basically in a hotel watching free to air. Get your iPhone out, have a look what's on, or iPod. But anyway, that wraps up our show. A quick show. We've got some stuff to talk about after. Basically, some stuff to talk about now. I think we could start with you, Mark. Basically, you have some views and stuff. Well, you've already went through it at the start of the show, but do you just want to go through all your links?
Yes, you can. First of all, go to my website, which I edit and update you during the show, because of, you couldn't get more, but now it's all the links down the side of the bar if you try and check that out. At mrmarkuk1.weebly.com. I think that's right. It's not right. There'll be a link in down the description below if you're on YouTube. You can also check my YouTube channel out, which is MrMarkUK1, or my other YouTube channel, which is for vlogs, edits, outtakes, MrMarkUK1 vlogs, outtake videos on that. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's kind of funny. Any of the lights and that place. So you can check me there. You can also check me on Twitter, Mark94UK. Or you can add me on Skype, Mark1UK too, if you want to. Check me live on Blog TV. I'm doing a Christmas show on Blog TV. Two Christmas shows, one in the morning, one in the evening.
Is that on
Blog TV. And that's about it.
So that Christmas show, is that actually on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Alright, thanks Mark for your contribution to Macmania today. I'll talk about my links as well. You can find me, basically I'm from Bev TV, like we all know. If you watch this show often, you would know that I run a channel called Bev TV. That's where Macmania goes, the recorded versions. You can find Bev TV, the main channel, at youtube.com/BevTV1. There's a Bev TV 2 channel, basically like Mark said about his vlogs channel. It's the same as that, vlogs, behind the scenes, which I forgot to actually record, by the way, some behind the scenes footage. Did you, Mark?
Yeah, forgot. Oops. Well, I'll do that next year, because I've got no editing software, if that's okay.
Right, yeah, that's good. I'll probably just plonk it out there. I won't edit it or anything. But anyway, youtube.com/BevTV2 is where you can find that channel. Facebook.com/BevTV, like the Facebook fan page. We're nearly on 50 likes, by the way. Just one more like to 50. So this is a really big achievement. And
I just passed 50 subscribers, 50 followers on YouTube. On Twitter.
Yes, right. And by the way, about that app of the week also, I just got a notification because I put Man vs. Wild notification on there for me to remind me 15 minutes before, and I got a notification, see?
And so
I can
cool.
Slide. So it works. I was wondering if it works, because I got... People were saying that it didn't work, the actual reminders thing, so I hope that it will work. Where you can find me, at BevOB5 on Google+, Twitter, not Facebook. I don't add randoms on Facebook. Facebook's like my private site. But Twitter, Google+, Podomatic, Blogger, don't go on Blogger much, Tumblr and MySpace. So basically Blogger and MySpace, I don't go on that much. Google+, I go in there occasionally. Twitter, I try to go on there. Tumblr, I do go on sometimes. And also Macmania links. You can find the Macmania Facebook page at Facebook.com/Macmania71, and also the Twitter page at Macmania71. Email us at Macmania71@gmail.com. And like I mentioned, you can find recordings of it at YouTube.com/BevTV1. There's also an iTunes feed in the iTunes store. I don't know the link to that, but just go to the iTunes store and you'll find it in the podcast section. Just go to search and just type in Macmania and you'll find it. Or Jacob Bevis, because it's under my name, under my Podomatic account. So, I think that's it. And I think we should also mention about the prediction show next week. We are doing a prediction show next week. Basically, we're going to predict what we think will happen next year for Apple. Big year next year, because it'll be the first year that Steve Jobs is gone. We're going to talk about the future of Macintosh, what we might see in the iOS world from Apple next year. Also, we might talk about some other topics basically related to Apple, but not in the basically the category. You'll find out when you see it. And basically just the future predictions of Apple next year, what we think they will bring out, a lot of speculation about an Apple TV, also the Mac Pro like we mentioned in the Apple News. So that's next week, and then the next week is our final episode of Macmania, and it is the biggest one of the year in my book, the Christmas show. And what a show this will be. I'll be wearing my Christmas hat on that day. I know Mark's doing his a bit early, wearing his now in the Christmas month, and I'll be wearing mine on that Christmas show. Lee Edwards will join us. It will be an absolutely great show. Bonzo has dropped out, so sorry to everyone that was looking forward to Bonzo being on the show. We're really sorry, but you can find him at blogtv.com/people/bonzo193, I think it is. I just gave you a mention,
yeah.
Bonzo, so even though you've ditched us, we gave you a mention.
He's a funny bloke. Watches these shows or not?
Pardon? I don't know. I don't think he knows even what the show is. But he thought this show was about actual the fruit apple. But anyway, it's gonna be a big show. Bark's got a quiz to do, a couple of quizzes to do. I've got a couple of quizzes to give. Leah Woods gets to sit back and just join in the fun, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really getting excited about it. It's gonna be really good. And then on that Friday afterwards, the Friday after the MacMania, the 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve, it will be my annual Christmas show. Remember to join me there. It'll basically be an hour and a half show, basically just playing Christmas carols. Mark, hopefully you can join me for that.
Yeah,
in the chat room, and even I can get you on Skype even as well. I don't plan to use Big Blaster for it, I plan to use Medicam, but I plan to record it though. And it'll be a good show, I'm really looking forward to it. So, you can find that on BevTV Live, blogtv.com/people/BevOB55. Alright, okie dokie, well what a show, short and sweet, but a good show. I got a complaint today. Someone came up to me and said, you should get rid of MacMania or something because it's too long. This was only one person that said that. Everyone else loves the show. But I said to him, I said, look, mate, it's supposed to be a live show. We just put the recordings up just in case you miss it. And so he's going to have to deal with that. But I don't...
One of your friends,
Yeah, some guy. But I don't find it that long. It's only a 30-minute, one-hour show. And that's what it's supposed to be. That's what I plan to do, is to go through all the Apple news... anyway, who cares what he thinks anyway, he can go, yeah.
Like my videos, my Sims Mump and the Sims 3.
Yeah, people do like it, yeah, they're liking it, and they're watching it, so. But anyway, thanks very much, Mark, for another episode. I'm looking forward to seeing, hearing your predictions next week, and then we've also got our Christmas show the next week. So, a big 2 weeks of MacMania. It'll go really quick. The Christmas show will definitely come around really quick. So I can't wait for the Christmas show. It will be an hour later than, I'm expecting it to be an hour later than what MacMania is now, when MacMania is now, because we put on the thing that it's at 8:30 p.m. in my time and 9:30 your time, I think it is, Mark.
Yep.
Unless we want to put it back, but anyway. Thanks very much, Mark, once again for joining me on MacMania. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And we're going to play you out now with a song. I can't wait for Mark to hear this. I hope to get his opinions on it. But this will basically be playing us out of MacMania episode 14. This is a beta version of the MacMania theme song, I guess you can call it. So let's take a listen. Let's dance!